One Sufi mystic said, "This world is a place of preparation, where one is given many lessons and passes many tests. Choose less over more in it. Be satisfied with what you have, even if it's less than what others have. In fact, the wise one prefer to have less. This world is not bad. On the contrary, it is the feel of the hereafter. What you plant here, you will reap there. This world is the way to eternal bliss, and so is good to be cherished, enjoyed, and praised. What is bad is what you do with the world, in the world, when you become so blind to truth and totally consumed by your desires, lust, and ambitions for it. That is the bad. Our master, in whom wisdom was clear as a crystal, was asked, what is worldliness? He answered, everything that makes you forget and causes you to forget the beloved. Therefore, the goods of this world are not harmful in themselves, but only when you let them render you forgetful, disobedient, and unaware of the Lord. That is the whole difference. If you get consumed by your dreams, desires, and consciousness, if you get lost in the Maya, then it's bad. Because you don't go to the depth. If you forget something higher, if you forget the Master, if you forget God, if you forget love, if you forget silence, then it can be very bad. Because it doesn't leave much meaning. Yes, it has some meaning when you're unconscious. Some dreams that this and that will make me happy. But now, everybody should have seen and understood that this doesn't make you happy. You need something deeper. You need something higher for you to find peace. That is the whole difference. And those who remembered the beloved love, then a different dimension opens up. It's all about what your focus is, what your direction is. What is important in your life? And it's very easy to forget because there are so many things to do, to take care of, to dream about. It's very easy to forget the real. because it's very quiet and it doesn't interfere. You have to be interested. Otherwise you can be asleep and miss it the whole life, for lives. But when this awareness is ignited again, then life takes a different meaning. And that's the whole meaning life should be, is just to live. They asked the master, what is worldliness? What is forgetfulness? What is unconsciousness? What is worldliness? He said, everything that makes you forget and causes you to forget the beloved, the Lord, God, love, the master. That is what is worldliness. And see how many things you forget in. It's very easy to forget. Because in this unconscious, materialistic world, who is interested? Who is interested in peace, in silence, in love, in meditation, in compassion? Very few people. You will be an outsider if you are interested in what is real. That's just a sign how unreal it is. That's what they call the Maya illusion. You drop. You are lost in the illusion. But it's very easy to come out of the illusion if you focus on what is real. But most people have forgotten, and that's why they need reminders. Dear beloved Swaha, you answered my letter regarding heartaches. I said that I was grateful to Lene Hansen for breaking my heart. Well, that is just a way of speech. She only tried to be herself as much as possible and be true to her own needs. If that makes me feel like my heart breaks, it's just my old wounds that are activated. I mean, to say that she has broken my heart puts guilt on her. And that was not my intention. We are all responsible for our own lives. Thank you, with love, Johannes. It's always good to be clear, Johannes, to put things straight. I didn't think that you had any trips with her. Your understanding was already there, but it's good to make you clear. And that's why it's good to put it on or put it out, because then it's out of the system. You have to stand up for your insights. And by saying them, by doing them, then they get integrated. If you never stand up for your insight, then they never get integrated. So most people, when they are asleep, ordinary people, they can never say really what they want because they are confused. They smile when they want to cry and they get angry of any little stupid things, and they get hurt very easily because they are so full of all kinds of emotion. There is no clarity. Then when you see, you are responsible, and everybody is responsible. That is a great relief, because then you have only responsibility for yourself. And by accepting that, you accept everybody else. Because it's not easy to be a human being. So it's good that you make yourself clear. And the heart, you said, I was grateful to Lena Hansen for breaking my heart. That was just the way of speech. She only tried to be herself as much as possible. No heart can be broken. It's impossible. What breaks must be something dreamlike. But very few people go beyond the dreamlike. And only when you have had that experience and gone through it, understood it, which you were very lucky to do because you were here, you are connected with something deeper, then you can be grateful for it. Because many people are confused, this is breaking my heart. They've all been singing about it for thousands of years and poetry. But it's just an emotional heart. That is not the heart I'm talking about. You have to go beyond all the emotions. First you have to go beyond the head, the mind. Then you have to go beyond the emotions, your feelings, to really come to the silence of the heart. Then when you are unburdened from all these ideas from before, like, oh, you broke my heart, then the heart is functioning very beautifully, because it doesn't drag with past experiences from when you were less conscious. When you see, then it's very easy then. And there is no fear. Yes, you can get hurt, but then you understand also. Otherwise, it's like somebody loves you, and then they don't want to go further, and then it's like, oh, that person broke my heart. Then we should be very careful then. I shouldn't come close in the first place. But this is how people are behaving. Of course, there is games of the ego, and many egos are very, very, very professional to play games with other egos. That is not to forget. And hurting each other, and tricking each other, and playing all these games. But when you have seen that, then you are not interested, because then you have been hurt enough. First, and you hurt anybody else when you hurt somebody else. It goes both ways. But that is not the idea. And when you have hurt yourself and hurt others, then most probably you will move past that. The real heart cannot be broken, because that just means that it must be some fantasies, some projection, some idea, like you came just to be with her. That was your dream, your fantasy. And that is the best thing, you can laugh about it. That means no, it's not so serious. But before it was so serious, you could have killed somebody if they said that. It's your whole future. It's my future wife. It's my future husband. You already have 2-3 kids and a happy family. And then, of course, your heart. It's not your heart that gets broken. It's just your ideas. And it's just your shells. But many people stop there when they get hurt. But it's impossible to hurt the heart, because it has wisdom. It has understanding. The only thing you see if somebody play is still playing games, and if you're so unconscious that you get involved in it, is that maybe you shouldn't go with that and that person. Maybe you shouldn't go there and there, because these people are still into playing games and I'm not so interested anymore. The more real you become, the more real you want people to be around you. The more unconscious you are, the more unconsciousness people are around you, and the more games, and the more breaking of hearts. If it's aware people, then it's not breaking of hearts then. It's feeding of hearts. But it's very good to see this. She only tried to be herself as much as possible. That's all what we can do, to be ourselves as much as possible and be true to her own needs. If that makes me feel like my heart breaks, it's just my old wounds that are activated. And that is our problem, because we're carrying so much stuff from the past and so many stories from the past. That is really who we think we are, that whole story that we are carrying with us. That is very difficult to meet in the moment, free of the past. And that's the only way to really meet. But then you have to be very innocent then, to be able to meet in the moment. Because you don't know how you will behave. You get a little shaky. But shakiness is okay when it comes out of trust, out of love. You have to learn the forgotten language. I mean to say that she has broken my heart puts guilt on her. And that's what we are so good at. Putting some guilt on somebody else just because they have loved us. Very strange. Just look at the stupidity of it. Yes, again, I say that some people, they are playing games, but that is not in this situation. This was like it was. It was a fellow traveler. It was a fellow seeker. But we are so good. And then you feel hurt, heartbroken, and then you feel guilty. Like somebody did something wrong to you. And then we close down even more. And then we are even more on guard next time. And less open. So that's why it's so important to release all these old dramas and see clarity, situation, life as it is. And then we can meet clean. We are all responsible for our own lives, yes. Very good. And when we take that responsibility, then everything is possible. How is it going here, Johannes?
Good.
Good?
Yes.
Right.
There's a lot of things.
That's how it has to. It is very important. You see, energy, and you need a lot of energy to grow, to transform. And this is only created by friction. Because then friction challenges, then you have to function in intelligent way, in new ways. You have to respond a new situation. If it's only the old, then you can be asleep. It's very easy to be asleep. But that's why I like to put you in a new situation. Then new centers of yourself that is normally never used have to start functioning. And you have levels and levels and levels in your being, which you normally don't connect with at all, which you don't need to connect with to live. But when you start connecting with them, then you see that you have so much more to yourself than you thought. And you can function in so many different situations that you had never dreamed about. They say we just use a little fraction of the brain, not only of the brain, but of all our body and senses. And to figure out this, to feel this, you have to put yourself in new situations. People have done amazing things when they have come in unknown situations. The mystics have always known that, and some have used this friction very, very intelligently. Like Gurdjieff was one of the masters, he used this very much. And he pushed the people in all kinds of strange situations just to come into different levels of the energy. Because the body will say, oh, I'm tired, oh, it hurts, oh, my mind can't take any more now. Oh, I'm getting sick. Oh, I'm getting dizzy. Oh, I'm getting sick in my belly. Just be aware how the mind functions, because it's not your mind. All minds are tricky. Basta. And it wants to escape. It does not want to go deeper. Why? Because then it loses control. Then more power comes from deeper, which the mind is not so much needed. If you just function on the surface, then only the mind, only the past, only the habits is safe. But if you go deeper than that, then that doesn't function. Then you don't know how to function. Then a different kind of intelligence has to come forth. And that intelligence is there, but there's very few people who come in touch with it. Very good. So, don't worry, I can never kill you, I can never break your heart, and if it feels like that, remember, it can't be the real thing. It must be something else that is still a bit on guard or has some ideas. It's just the test. Master, no, again, I can enjoy the beautiful flowers of satsang, drinking your nectar, coming home, sinking deeper into the moment, melting. The coconut is cracking. When mind is not the master, love enters, fear fades. Trust grows, doubt vanishing. Words to express come easily. Want to be said, can't be stopped. Still not stable, homework to do. Commitment and reminding needed. Your poetry softens the heart. It's music for hungry souls, patiently waiting. In gratitude, love Vibhula. Vibhula is happy now. The coconut is cracked open now. Huh? It feels good, huh? Sometimes it hurt a little bit, but just it's just that pump. Then just remember, don't put it together. Don't try to start gluing the coconut, okay? Because this is an old habit. You don't know how to function without the coconut. But now it's cracked. You say, no, again, I can enjoy the beautiful flowers of satsang, drinking your nectar, coming home. Yes. Even in satsang, coconuts can't enjoy so much because it's too hard. And satsang is very soft. Remember, the stones, the coconuts, are much stronger than the flowers. The flowers can easily be crushed by the coconut, by the stones. This is how it is. They are very fragile. So if you are a stone, you can smell the flowers of satsang. First, that stoniness has to melt a bit, has to crack a bit. And many times we have to go like that. Like you say, no again. Because you've been there before. And you've been missing it. No, it happens. Sinking deeper into the moment, melting. The coconut starts cracking. When the mind is not the master, love enters. Fear fades. Trust grows. Doubt vanishing. That is the alchemy, when the mind is not the master. When it's not on guard. Then something else can come in. And everybody has been so used to being on guard. But remember, you are not soldiers. This is not the training for war. Many people are that. Trained for war, to be on guard, to be suspicious. Here, we don't need that. The war is over. In satsang, the war is over. But it seems like many old soldiers find their way also. They have to be reminded, no? That the war is over. Relax. There's no enemies inside. Put down your weapons. Some people even come from the distant past in armor. Like they had heavy armor they come with. They look totally out of place in satsang. And then it takes a little time. Hello, mister. You will feel much more comfortable if you take off your armor. And also in these kind of meditations we have, it's much nicer to be out that armor. It's very, no wonder that it's difficult for you, mister. Just take off some of your armor. Then it's much easier, and also for breathing and everything. It's also very difficult to give you a hug then. But some people, it takes time. But everybody have some kind of armor when they come, because they don't know. That armor has to go, that you have to trust. And only when love has touched you, then you start this process. It just evaporates. It's just as you say, when the mind is not the master, love enters, fear fades. Trust grows, doubt vanishing. And it is amazing because again and again it seems like you have to do it till you go become very steady in it. Don't pick up that armor. And I know it is difficult many times in life because you are with only people who have armor around you. Then you feel almost squeezed if you don't put on your own armor. Be aware where you go. And if you sometimes have to put it on, get it off as quick as possible again. Words to express comes easily. Want to be said, can't be stopped. That's how the heart is. It can't be stopped. And nice things come forth that has been waiting to be said. That is how the heart is. It just wants to say things, to express it. Don't stop it. Still not stable, homework to do. Good. Be on guard. Know when you have found it. It came and visited you again. Take care of it. More and more. So you become stable in it. Commitment and reminding is needed. Yes, it's the only thing. And when you find something that is so beautiful, that trust goes, doubt vanishing, love enters, fear fades, then who wouldn't be committed to it? Commitment comes spontaneously if you have found it. It's not a doing, it's not an effort, it is not a rule. It comes spontaneously because you have to. You've been waiting for it. In fact, that's why you are here. So commitment is a totally different commitment. It's a happy commitment. Your poetry softens the heart. It's music for hungry souls, patiently awaiting in gratitude. And patience also is very needed. But when love is there, patience comes like a shadow. You can't have any restlessness there, any hurry. You cannot pull the flowers up. You kill them then. They have to take time. That is the patience, sitting silently, doing nothing. Spring comes and the grass grows by itself. That is how it is for the meditators. Sitting silently. No, peace is there, trust is there, love is there, understanding is there. Nothing more to do. I have done my homework. Now there is peace. I can sit. Sitting silently, doing nothing. Doing nothing, it means just watching. Spring comes. It will always come. Spring always comes. Sitting silently, doing nothing, spring comes. I didn't do anything. Spring came. The magic of life. Wow. I'm just sitting here doing nothing. And how come spring? Many people, they are very stressful. I hope the spring comes soon. Spring comes when it comes. Relax. This is from a Zen master, sitting silently, doing nothing, spring comes. And spring comes and grass grows by itself. How can you help the grass? Just watch it. Grass and flowers. And the full moon is coming. How come? You are here, we are here. What happened? Who has done something? Suddenly we are here. Relax. Nothing to do. We are here, then we are gone. What is the problem? Relax. Watch. Beautiful. Just watch the show. Doing nothing. Today, tomorrow, for always. Watch. Be witness. Be alert. Just enjoy the drive, the show. That is the wisest thing. Don't take it seriously. Be happy. Be grateful. Very nice, not just sitting silently, doing nothing. Winter comes and snow falls by itself. That's the new change for hair done. What happened? Snow comes. Ooh. Very nice. So many, they say every snowflake is different. Can you imagine? Every single snowflake is unique. And then if a human being sticks out a bit, then he's strange. If you're not behaving like everybody else, bleh. And then even each snowflake is unique. You can look at it and they're all like diamonds, crystals. All unique, different shape. And what happened to the human beings? They can't do their own thing. Very strange. Be courageous, like the snowflake. It just trust the gums. Who cares where I land? Very nice. That's trust, no? What's that? What are you doing now, Vibhola?
I work in Oslo.
With what?
Being an NGO.
Being an angel?
Huh? It's an interest organization for organic agriculture.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's good? It's going good? It should grow now, more and more interest. It should, I think it will be.
It's good, but something is not quite fitting.
Yeah. And what is that?
Very much mind work.
Mind work, no?
Yeah.
This is art for the heart to function as a mind also. It's a difficulty, it's a challenge, but every life has its challenges. It's very easy, yeah, you have to be... It's an art, it's not for everybody, because people are different also. Some people can handle it good, because they are more mine. That is okay, as long as they are connected with the heart. Some people are more just body people. They're functioning more through the body. Then for them maybe it's very difficult to use the mind, but very good to use the body. Some people are more from the emotional body. So you have to find out what is your interest, not from the head, but from your being, from your meditation. Then everything might change then. Many people press themselves to do things because of ideas that you had, even from all the way back from your parents, unconsciously.
Yeah, that's something I have to find out. Really.
There's many things to find out, but be patient. And don't take it seriously, okay? Because then there's more to think about. The best thing is sitting silently, doing nothing. And then sometimes when you need to do something, of course, it comes out of sitting silently, doing nothing. Sometimes you have to do something, because you can't sit all the time. Then you want to take a walk. Then you want to dance a little bit. Then maybe eat some sushi or something nice. Then you want to sleep silently also. Sleep. And then once in a while, maybe, I have to use the mind. Okay. And then use it. And then afterwards, shut it off. And then relax again. It's an art. For some people it's more easy to use it, some people it's not so good. It's important to find out what is easy for you. Because then, if it's natural, then you get happy by using that santa more. If you use more the mind, or if you use more the body, if you use more the emotional body, if you use more for music, or for dance, or for poetry, or for machinery, or for mechanic, it doesn't matter. You should find out what is natural for you. Because then it's easy. And that means, then when you have something that is natural for you, then you are happy to do it. That is the outcome. And then you are happy to go to work then, or do what you do. And here, for people in this country and in this area of the world, it shouldn't be so difficult, because there's many possibilities. Be always ready for change. Many people have problem. Oh no, you study so long to become a psychiatrist or a doctor, and then suddenly they go deeper and find out, oh, I just want to be a gypsy. What will my mama and papa say? No, I just want to be lazy now. Then what will my family say? This is how the mind is thinking. And also, what about all this money I get? So it can take a little time, but at least try to figure out. It is an art, making money, and taking care of your heart also. People have forgotten how to do nothing and wait. Then they come over to you and say, what are you doing? When you just sit there, what are you doing? They don't understand this doing nothing. Very sad. I'm waiting for the flowers to come soon. Spring is coming. Just sit next to me when just 1 or 2 months then coming. That's nice. Just move. Yes, well, I wish to thank you for all the wonderful things that have happened to me. Brahmanan, there's nowhere to hide now. I've been walked on, dragged across floors. I've been shouted at, and I've been told that I'm hated. Then 5 minutes later, they love me. I've been shut in a room with a lot of other people and told to laugh for 3 hours for a week, then followed by a week of crying. I've been exhausted. I followed fingers with my eyes round and round in circles. And a lot of other wonderful things, including inquiries which I wanted to run away from. The amazing thing is that these methods work. They have changed me in ways I would not have thought possible. God, I cannot believe it. I'm becoming a human being. Again, I can see, I can feel the difference. The plumbing is working, but the electrics still need a little sorting out. But the lights are on, and at least somebody is home. I'm growing inside. It's wonderful. I'm becoming more and more alive. Swaha, if anybody told me I would fall in love with a tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Norwegian, I would have not believed them. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Brahmana. But I realize by loving you, I'm loving me, the real me. And that love spreads to other people. And by surrendering to you, I'm surrendering to myself. I might as well face it. I'm addicted to love, pure and simple. I want to let you know that I'm available and I wish to get involved in any way I can. I might as well face it. I am addicted to love. With all my love, Brahmanan. I'm very happy, Brahmanan, because it's not new for you, but in this life maybe, and you managed from a British brick to a human being. If that is not a miracle, what is? That's far out. And I see it in your letter also. This is much more real now. You have touched something deeper. Go deeper and deeper, but don't forget your humor. That is good to keep. Very good. You've really been going through it, and now you see. That's the amazing thing. The amazing thing is that these methods work. They have changed me in ways I would not thought possible. God, I cannot believe it. I'm becoming a human being again. I can see and feel the difference. Only when you have gone through it, then you can see. And it is amazing, but I know what I'm cooking. If you don't escape, there will be difference. And now you have seen it. And how beautiful. What more is a miracle? From bricks to humans. Amazing. I'm very happy, Brahmanand. This is just the beginning. You are a good man. Now we can start having more fun. Are you ready? What?
Yes.
What?
So.
You. Okay, the plumbing is working, but the electric still needs a little sorting out. That's good. I will sort it out. At least somebody is home. Very good, Brahmana. And this addiction is only for the lucky ones, because it transforms you. And when you have felt it, and now you say, you can't hold it back anymore, I want you to let you know that I'm available and I wish to get involved in any way I can. Good. Now we can talk more straight. Down to business, Brahmana. Okay? Very good. I have no plans, but you never know what will happen. I think the most important, which you already are doing, is just get more involved, because for years I had a little problem with you because it was easy for you to get stuck in your house. You remember? The distant past? That's how bricks are, no? They don't want to move. But human beings, they love adventure. Very good. You found the secret. You're an innocent man and very good. Now you are connected again. It has to become your own realization. By realizing, by loving you, I'm loving me, the real me. And that love spreads to other people. And by surrendering to you, I'm surrendering to myself. In love, there is only love. Let's work for love. This is a very good addiction. May everybody get addicted. This addiction, it makes you very healthy. How long are you going there now and then you're going back to Brazil?
I think so, yeah.
Don't think. You are. Why is it there? What are you going to do there? It's all happening now.
No, I'm coming.
Of course. Sell the house there and maybe put something into that hotel. You can have a place there also. Or sell half of England for that matter. Anything. Jai Ho, Brahman. I play you a song. No, it's good. It's good to be straight. People have so many addictions in this life, but who is addicted to love? When you have that addiction, then it's easy to let go of others. One addiction that will bring you deeper and deeper and higher and higher. But you have to go deeper to find the real love. Deeper than the surface. Into that which is there always. Not coming and going, but is always there. That is the good thing to be addicted to. The eternal.